Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Straight out of Tennessee, from MTS Trade School, this is Geek Out with Zeke Stout.
That's me.
I was watching Zeke on Instagram Live, and when did you grow your hair so long?
This is almost 3 years now.
Well, I mean, I saw you in 2020.
Yeah.
But it was January 2020. No, in 2020. Oh. When I ran into you at the Starbucks at the Sands.
Yep. I hadn't started growing it out yet at that point.
Still had a nice high and tight, and everything looked really sharp. Not that you don't look sharp with long hair. I mean, if I could grow long hair, I'd be looking like Fabio.
Well, I'm at the point where I noticed the top was thinning, and I'm like, well, I can still grow it long at this point. My job doesn't require a haircut requirement.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm just going to grow it out until I have to shave it off because I'm thinning out.
this is my first, the radio business is my first experience working for myself, and I don't know how well that's worked out so far yet, but I will say this. I used to tell myself all the time, you know, if I ever am in charge of my own self, there's so many things I'm going to do, and I don't do any of them.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. And I don't have the hairline to grow my hair out. I would look like, bald character with the long hair and Rocky Horror Picture Show that's really pale running around all
the time. Oh, yeah. I'd look the like Igor guy?
Yeah, I'd be looking like him. I would look just like him. Well, maybe with
At the rate my hair is falling out, it won't be long. So I think I maybe have another year or two of enjoying long hair, and then I'll look like you.
Then you can join. Hey, listen, my hair looks the same every day. It doesn't matter if it rains or the wind's blowing or anything else. Of course, it doesn't look nearly as cool as like you may probably look in a convertible going down the road doing 60.
Yeah,
but then
I still had my motorcycle because I'd love to go ride with this long hair.
Yeah, you could pull off the biker look really well.
Yeah.
I discovered something this past week that was very interesting for me.
Ooh, tell me more.
So you know that I like nice handguns that I carry.
Did you just say Nike handguns?
Nice handguns.
Nice. No, oh, I was like, Nike's making handguns? Sweet.
No. But Glock supposedly is just making a carbine, but that's beside the point. So, I have some guns. I have a gun by Terran Tactical and Chambers Custom, Staccatos, and highly modified SIGs and everything. And Taurus sent me Staccato. The G3C. Now, I got to hold the gun. I did the tail of the tape. Now, I have tried to, for a little itty-bitty gun like that, for when my back's bothering me and everything, for when I'm being an old man, I need a gun that fits in the genre of the Glock 26, the SIG P365, the CZ P10S. Those are my three candidates that would have been in that mix. Now, the P10S is a superb pistol, but it is not, It's nearly as long as a Glock 19.
Right.
So that's not really a micro gun. The Glock 26, which is very short and for me is the most accurate of all the Glocks, because I have less of a grip angle to mess with because there's so little grip there to begin with. Sure. It's just too short and stubby in its standard configuration. Then you got to do a plus two on the mags and all that other stuff.
Right.
You know, just to make it shootable. The SIG P365 is the biggest disappointment of the three just because it's just so small side to side. Although you got to hold the macro, and I think they have probably figured out the formula with the macro. But that's
that, yeah, I took it to the range again since our last conversation. We'll talk about that in another show.
So I get this Taurus G3C. This is a $259 gun.
Huh.
And I'm a gun snob. So I get this, and the first thing I do is the tail of the tape. Well, it's longer in the grip than the Glock 26. So all my fingers now have a place to rest. It is shorter in length than the CZ P10S, which is the best shooter of the three that I mentioned out of there, although it's more heavy and it's longer. Shorter than that. And it's thinner than the P10S. And the grip is thicker side to side than the SIG P365. So in just the first cursory glance at it, I'm like, I'm home. But how good can it shoot? How good can a $259 gun shoot? And so I took it to the range this past week.
Do I need to make a drum roll?
You could. How do you make a drum roll?
No, I've got all these buttons. Maybe.
Do you have a drum roll?
That doesn't work.
I don't have a drum roll.
No, that was like a fairy thing. Hang on. And that's cricket.
Fairy thing.
I don't have a drum roll.
I don't either. I've got an applause button. I don't have a drum roll. Anyway, the gun itself ran like a Swiss watch.
Nice.
With mechanical movement. And I shot self-defense ammo out of it. I shot junk ammo out of it. I shot old ammo, new ammo. I tried everything I could just to make it stovepipe, and it just wouldn't do it. And I could pull it up there, and I mean, when I'm at the range, I'm thinking wall of lead. I've got to send a wall of lead at the target because he's trying to shoot me. So if I send seven rounds his way, he's probably not going to stand there and go, I got to get the one shot off. He's probably going to be ducking.
Right.
So that's what I work on. I work on sending a lot of rounds downrange. That's why I shoot steel. Because bullseye is great, but a steel target the size of a pie plate, if you're hitting that at 15 yards, you're in a good, you got a good self defense vibe going on. That thing just ran.
You get the audible feedback too. That's the thing I love about.
Plus, when I'm filming it, you can hear the ting, 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 and I don't have to have a camera downrange. That's just me being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
It ran like I don't know what, and I also took a Taurus 45 Commander out there, which it is not anywhere near a staccato gun. That means if it's not a staccato, then it's not a Chambers. But that thing ran dependably well. It reminded me of a mil-spec of the one I had that when I was in the Army, which I had an Ithaca that probably saw some time in Iwo Jima. I think sounded like a castanet when you shook it. But when we get back, I want you to put me in my place for being a gun snob, and then I want to hear about the macro some more. MGS,
okay.
MGS Trade School, this is where you can go and learn a trade. If you're a shooter, like Bonnie Rotten, who recently went to MGS Trade School, she now understands how guns run and how to do maintenance on them. And that's why she is a Kalashnikov shooter, because God knows that needs some maintenance here and there. And she shoots it, and she shoots it well. And she has augmented her skill set by going to MGS Trade School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout, and I just asked him. First of all, I just realized something, Zeke. Zeke was on an interview that I watched a little bit of, and I was like, why isn't he letting you talk? I didn't let you talk at all last time, did I? This last segment. So,
yay.
can you be a gun snob, and what does that mean in 2022 when it seems like now, especially rammed into the cortex of my brain that does the reasoning, it seems like even the lesser expensive guns do pretty good. What does it mean to be a gun snob now?
What does it mean to be a gun snob?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing when it comes to snobbery, whether it's guns or anything else, is to make the assumption that you're right and nothing, you will not have an open mind to listen to anything. You know, if I'm a Glock guy, I'm only a Glock guy. I don't care if that Sig Macro is the best carry weapon. I'm only Glock. You know, that's a gun snob. Or even the higher end guys, you know, oh, only carry HK, you know, HK is my go-to. My friend accent. Lovey, can you grab my HK?
Yeah, you sound Thurston Howell the third there.
Yeah. When I've done this voice before, people say I sound like Robin Williams, but I don't hear it. I'm just trying to do a snobby guy.
No, they just haven't ever seen Gilligan's Island.
Exactly. But yeah, I think that's a gun snob. You know, somebody that is not open-minded enough to try anything. And you and I being in the media in the gun world, we can't be. We need to be able to get our hands on everything and give people what our opinion is, because that's what it boils down to. It's just our opinion. You know, our hands are different size, so it might shoot different for you than it shoots for me. But I'm open-minded enough to listen to you talk about the Taurus to go, I'll try it out, you know. Gun snobs are the ones that just won't listen to that. I'm setting my ways. This is the one I go with. And there's nothing else is going to work.
So I'm not a gun snob?
I don't think you are.
I try a bunch of guns.
You try out anything. Yeah. I mean, just because you have your go-to carry weapon or competition pistol or competition rifle or truck rifle, that your go-to doesn't make you a gun snob. Now, if you're telling everyone that your CZ P10S is the only way to go and that's the best gun in the world, you don't care what they say and you won't try anything, then yeah, that's being a gun snob. I think that's the difference.
Okay. That makes me feel a little more gooder about myself. But
you should feel gooder.
Yeah, I want to. I want to. Now, you were going to tell me about we got time for this. You were going to tell me that you took the Macro out on the range again, and I'm very curious about that gun.
Yeah, I put about 100 rounds through it. I know this isn't factual, especially now that I've got a couple hundred rounds through the thing. But it feels like it's starting to shoot better. And I know the reality is I'm getting more used to it after I've been used to the Glock grip angle for so long.
Right.
And of course, every new gun, the trigger starts to break in, so that gets a little more crisp. The slide springs a little looser. You know, there's lots of things that are happening as I'm shooting. All those things probably aren't going to happen within the first 200 rounds, but it just feels like I'm shooting it better and better every magazine I put through that thing. I've put cheap, crappy ammo through it. I've put Federal good ammo through it. I have yet to have a malfunction, knock on wood. And it's just, it's running great. And I think the coolest thing to me is that I'm struggling, right? Because in the gun industry, when you get in the gun industry, you get told very quickly when you're wrong about stuff. You know, if you say the word clip when it's a magazine, you'll have about 500 people jump all over you. And I think that's wrong. I think, you know what? I'm going to call some people out here. I think that's being a gun snob. You know, yes. Is it right to use proper terminology in training and education and everything else? Sure. But you've got guys that, you know, grew up and all they knew was the word clip, right? That's because grandpa, that's the way they loaded their rifles in the war.
Right.
And so it was a clip. It was a clip. And then when magazines came out, Grandpa still called it a clip. So you grew up calling it a clip. And then your dad called it a clip. And then you called it a clip. And then all of a sudden pop culture calls them clips. We need to stop jumping down people's throats.
Well, I mean, even in the Lethal Weapon series, that's Mel Gibson referring to him as a clip.
Sure. Is it the wrong terminology? Yes. Does it hurt anyone if they're following the four firearms rule of safety and they're being responsible with it to call it a clip? No. a lot of times people are not conscientious of the way that they're calling somebody out on it, right? Let's say it's a new guy and he's just getting into guns and he's a little nervous and he's in this gun shop and he's willing to stretch his uncomfortable world to get into guns. And he walks up to the sales rep and, you know, hands him a CZ and he pops the magazine out and he goes, "How many rounds fit in this clip?" And that sales rep goes, "It's not a clip, it's a magazine," and bites his head off. Do you think that guy's going to get into guns? Or is it going to make it a little bit harder for him to be open to this community if we're fighting his head off right off the beginning, right? It's kind of like the guys that, "Hey, I'm going to take my wife and get her into shooting, but guess what? I'm going to make her shoot a Smith & Wesson 500 Magnum first. It'll be funny." It's not funny because there's a woman who could have been an advocate for gun rights and gotten into shooting big time. And after she shoots that 500 for her first shot ever, she'll never shoot a gun again. You know, people need to be responsible and their thought processes on new people to get in. And I'll throw that out in the gun snob world, you know, yelling at somebody because they say clip instead of going, it's actually a magazine. You know, there's ways of delivery. There's ways of delivery that can diffuse some angst and anger towards the situation. So, yeah. Is it the wrong terminology? Sure. But is it hurting anybody when they say clip? No.
Well, I refer to those guys as the only time I take umbrage is like when they've stolen the language, like you pointed out on Instagram Live, where a liberal is actually somebody who is for liberty. And when they steal it and redefine it now, you know, with the Garand and everything else, they actually had a magazine, but there were a bunch of guns out there that had these stripper clips.
Yep.
Which were actually strips instead of clips per se.
Yep.
We'll get into that in just a second. Once again, losing myself in the conversation. Talking to Z More Doubt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that another 15 million barrels of oil will be released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in response to recent production cuts announced by the OPEC Plus nations. President Biden says the price of oil has fallen, but gas prices haven't gone down significantly.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it. Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets. When the price of gas goes up, other expenses get cut.
The Supreme Court is being asked to block President Biden's student loan debt relief program. A taxpayers group in Wisconsin directed their request to Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who's responsible for the region. Their filing asks the program that could cancel up to $20,000 of debt for millions of borrowers to be suspended.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking, we're geeking out with Zeke Stout, and sometimes the geeking feels a little bit like, I don't know, venting. But you point out one really good thing. You point out one really good thing about when somebody goes to a gun store.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, with the advent of YouTube, not so much. Everything else sort of followed YouTube on this, but with the advent of people putting up videos and everything, where you actually had gun people getting out there and reviewing a gun. Mm-hmm. And maybe they were out there saying to people, this is a magazine, it is not a clip. So in the beginning, if you are a first time gun buyer, if you know to go to YouTube and you know to go and look at these things, that, you know, these reviews and everything else, you might have an idea of what you want, because going into a gun shop is cringeworthy for me.
It is.
Well, every time I go into a gun shop, apparently one of the ones I go to, there's a box they got to check where they must be asking the or making the statement. You have to presume that the incoming customer knows nothing about guns.
Right.
Now, that's great and everything else, but if you make that presumption and you're out there, and a lot of people take that the wrong way, if you will, because I go in there and they start telling me all of this other stuff, and I just sit there for a minute and I watch him digging that hole, digging. And then I lay it on them. You know, they'll be telling me something they don't really know about. That's the other thing. They don't, and they steer people and they belittle people. And when they start doing that, it just sort of brings out parts of me that they probably, you know, I just came in here. Do you have that in that model? You do? Thanks. Yeah. I don't need an oratory from you about how good or how great or this is better or this is worse because I've already tried everything you've got here. Thanks.
And both sides can be resolved with one simple question, whether it's the side of I'm going to belittle you because you don't know enough, or I'm going to overtalk you and not realize how big your knowledge level is and belittle you that way, right? Both sides can be fixed with one simple question that they could train at every gun shop, and that, hey, when a customer comes in, you don't know who they are, just say, hey, what's your level of knowledge on firearms? And I'll kind of gear my conversation with you to that. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking that question. And you'll get people like us that are like, well, you know, we've been working in the industry for 10 to 20 to 30 years, and we know a lot, but we're willing to hear your input. And then you can gear your conversation to that. Or it can be people like, I've never shot a gun. I've never even touched a gun. And then you kind of dial it down and make it more simplified and not – don't talk down and belittle. You know, it's funny how in business there's so many simple questions that could lead to a better experience for your customer.
Well, in any event, the problem for me with gun stores is I have to go to a gun store to get a gun. I have a few people that were shipped directly to a gun store for me, but I still have to go to that gun store. And then, inevitably, like at my FFL that I go to that I get guns, I'll receive a gun, and then they'll ask me about it, and I'll tell them. And then there'll be somebody there that goes, I wouldn't pay $50 for that.
And they wouldn't pay $50. Did you cut out?
for the gun, yeah. They wouldn't pay $50 for the gun. And they're telling me they think the gun is this and the gun is that. And I used to film picking up the guns until that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have told them I've told this particular individual more than once, if your problem is how much a gun costs,
yep,
then, you know, you got a big problem. I meet people all the time that have 500 guns, and then they'll be looking at one of mine that costs a lot of money, and they'll tell me, I can't afford that. And I'll be looking at these 500 guns, which probably 495 of them, they never come out of the safe.
Right.
Yeah, you could. You could liquidate some of these guns you're not using if you wanted to buy this one really nice gun.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
That's how I got my macro.
Yeah. I can't. I have not yet seen one of those, but I am looking forward to grabbing hold of one. I wanted to like the XL, P365 XL, but I got a hold of it, and it's still just a little too small side to side for me. And I don't understand that because the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield works fine for me, and maybe it's because it's deeper front to back. Maybe that spreads the grip out or something, but that gun ran like a clock for me, and I loved it. I just did.
Well, and the good thing that SIG did with this macro is there's three different size back straps too. So I've got the large back strap on it, and if you look at it, you can't really tell that it made a big difference, but the feel is absolutely different. So.
I got to try that gun. Is that your carry gun now?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I am for the first time in my life, and I actually did some training at the range with it the other day, just the draw stroke and everything, carrying appendix. It definitely is a more efficient draw stroke because your hand where you lift your shirt up is already at the position where you're coupled with the gun to press out. So I've always wanted to do it, but, you know, with my gut, it's always felt weird. And the Glock 19 is just a little too big. I mean, yes, people do it all the time with Glock 19, but sorry, it was never comfortable for me. This one is comfortable for me. So I have been carrying an appendix, and I dig it, man. I dig this gun.
I'm going to have to try that. I'm waiting on Sig's got one of my guns right now. They have my P320, or actually my M18, which I sent to them because apparently this gun got shot. And even though it's in
it
a new
shot,
well, so it's in a I put it in a new Icarus Precision lower. It's just awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Aircraft grade aluminum straightens out the grip angle. Awesome. I go to pull the trigger and the trigger goes back, fires one round, and it does not go forward.
Oh no.
And it has gotten so gunked up in the fire control unit that it's crunchy now. My first thought was because of the aircraft grade aluminum, but it wasn't.
Right.
Because then I took out, you know, that's one of the things. I had another SIG, so I pulled out that fire control unit, stuck it in there, and it ran. No crunchiness or nothing.
Huh.
So it was so messed up that I had to send it to SIG to get them to clean it because they do not have, well, I'm certainly not the one to pull it apart, the fire control unit. So,
right.
Yeah, anyway. You ought to check out what Zeke does for a living. It's called MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. You can learn how to be something different. Very.
And we've got some new stuff in there, too. So
yeah.
We can talk about that.
We'll talk about that in the next segment. I need to know what the new stuff is because I'm supposed to be promoting it. If I don't know,
yep.
Can't promote it.
Well, we're just now allowed to promote it because it goes.
Okay. Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. Did you hear how I said we'll be right back?
Yeah, you slurred a little.
I sound drinking. Like Otis from Andy Griffith.
I was going to ask, and we'll then I was right like, now I'll just leave it be. We're going to be back in a minute.
I have a refrigerator up here, which I've made my sticker board, and I try to get as many stickers. But inside my refrigerator, as I've been dieting, it is full of Michelob Ultra.
Okay.
Which, you know, I understand now why Trent Reznor wrote Hurt. What have I become? But now that wouldn't make me slur, but I actually have the capacity that if I were going to try to slur, but I thought about that. We're right back. I am not. Well,
and it slowed down at the end, too. It was like, and we'll be right back.
That was, I don't know what happened. I don't think I had a stroke or anything. I'm still able, I feel both sides of my face still. So that was, if anything else, if anybody laughed at that, well, you should have. Now, tell me about.
I'm laughing now.
Tell me about the new stuff at MGS. Yeah.
So at MGS, we've always had the advanced gunsmithing program and the basic gunsmithing program. And the basic it's fairly basic. You're kind of getting a knowledge base and just a couple of hands-on projects. With the advanced gunsmithing program, you have had, the basic knowledge, and then we give you 7 hands-on projects, and you get a bunch of tools too, a bunch of hand tools. One thing that I've always wanted to be able to do with this program is, one, add a build aspect to it. So you'll be able to build a firearm in a course. So that's kind of cool. And then two is have more tools that you could use if you decided to start your own gunsmithing deal in, your garage. Or if you have a brick and mortar, start it there. And so our Advanced 2 is out and launched. And what that is you have the 65 online lessons, you have now 8 projects. The 8th project above the 7 is a build that you choose from an F1 Firearms AR-15, a Lone Wolf G17 platform build, and a Traditions muzzleloader, which I'm working on the Traditions muzzleloader as we, well, not as we speak, but before we spoke. And then after we speak, I'm going to finish working on it. So you'll get to do that build and you'll learn a lot from it. It's kind of interesting going through these builds myself, and the Polymer Striker fired one is fairly simple. You know, there's a few different things you'd have to tweak a little bit above and beyond putting an AR together. And then of course the AR, we all know, are very simple to put together. And then this Traditions muzzleloader, there's some woodworking and there's some staining and there's some, you know, shave down some brass to make certain screws fit right. So there's a lot more hands on with the muzzleloader, and it's going to be a flintlock American long rifle style. So the history behind that is really cool too. But that's Advanced Gunsmithing 2 program. It is more expensive, but you get that build, and we have don't hold me to this number. I want to say $1,500 additional tool. Real Avid, we're going to be doing their armors kit and their 360 vise, which is, that vise is amazing as a gunsmith. You can move it in any direction and position it in any position you want to position it in. There's going to be a buffer, just all kinds of different things that are going to come when you graduate. It'll help you get your business started. Because it's important to have all the stuff you need. I mean, if we just added a build, okay, well, how does this help me start my business? Whoopsie-doo, I built a gun. Now, when am I going to use this for my business? But if we give you a bunch of tools, too, because you go to a lot of these auto diesel mechanic schools. When they graduate, they have a pallet of tools, because you can't go to a dealership anywhere and say, I don't have any tools, but I want to be a mechanic. They're going to be like, yeah, pound sand. Yeah. You know, well, your tool.
They're going to ask you to see your tools, as a matter of fact. I have an uncle that used to own a transmission shop, and he told me, I can tell how good they are or how much they know by what tools they have.
Yep, exactly. And so similar with this. You know, I wanted a program where when you graduated, if you wanted to start your own business, you have what you need. You know, we've already had in the program, as you go through our program, we partnered with FFL 123, so you'll have your FFL, or at least be close to getting it. You'll have the tools you need, you'll have the skills and the knowledge, and you can rock out with your gunsmithing business, or you can have the tools to go to any local shop that doesn't have a gunsmith and say, hey, I'd like to be your gunsmith. I've got everything ready. All you got to do is give me a space, you know. So, yeah, the Advanced Gunsmithing 2 program is really, really cool.
Well, I would imagine that you would, like, when I was building my lever gun, I was trying to find out who's the lever gun guru. And I don't know his name, but there's this, and Steve Fisher told me about him, but there's a guy that runs a shop called Mad Pig.
Mm-hmm.
And what he has done is he thought... Right. He already had the basic skills of being a gunsmith. But then he started thinking, what would I like to see on a gun? And I don't know how many barrels he probably ruined figuring some of that stuff out. But a barrel is an inexpensive piece. You know, if you get enough, you know, you could try a bunch of ideas on lesser expensive barrels if you want to see how it's going to work out.
Sure.
And he's taken that skill, and I don't even know he has a brick-and-mortar place where you would go. I mean, most of his stuff is just gunsmithing. So he has a very robust online setup, and you send your lever gun to him, and he tacks it all up, and it becomes like a, you know, like a dystopian future lever gun. And I could see where, and you know, getting an advanced class and getting a few tools and some eye-opening experience would take somebody, and that would lead to a business. That sounds like it's still less than $5,000, though, for the entirety. Is that, am I right about that?
You cut out. What did you say?
I said it sounds like that's still less than $5,000 for the entirety of the...
For the advanced two is a little bit over $5,000, but it's still under $6,000.
Well, but I mean, I was talking about how you can do it for less than a pretty decent couch. I've seen couches that cost
100%.
That cost more than $6,000. So
I know guys that have precision rifles that cost $10,000.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, you get a custom high end firearm, you could go through this program and learn how to customize them yourself.
Right.
At
MGS.edu. MGS.edu. And that's the new thing. And we'll be geeking out with Zeke more as we go. So as more new stuff comes up, Zeke will be telling me about it. And that's the good fun stuff. Because, I mean, you guys sort of seem like you're still on the ground floor to me. So
yeah.
I'm going to presume you guys
constantly
are
improve.
Yeah. I'm going to presume that you are about to, you're just in the, with what you're opening up with, that's a very good opening setup. And
yep.
Anyway, but I do appreciate you taking the time to help me with my gun stop thing. I've been sitting here since I took this gun to the range, and I sit here looking at the gun on the range, and I slur my words, and I open the refrigerator, and there's all that Michelob Ultra, and I just... put on Trent Reznor and listen to that song, Hurt. What Have I Become?
Which is such a good song, and usually remakes aren't good. But the Johnny Cash remake of that,
he did. He changed the lyrics a little bit to suit him, too. But, I mean, that was fine. It was Johnny. Gave that song a lot more life. A lot more life. Anyway, before we run out of time, mgs.edu, that's where you find out what Zeke does for a living. He will return next week. We will once again geek out with Zeke Stout. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Have we already done 4 segments?
Yeah.
I thought we just did 3. Wow. So that shows how much I pay attention.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.